Throughout the early morning hours on November 1st, Ontario Provincial Police and Six Nations Police were dealing with an active weapons complaint on Chiefswood Road. Police say that the suspect has now been placed into custody and transported to a local hospital. As a result of the investigation, a shelter-in-place advisory was put into effect for residents in the area of Chiefswood Road at the time of the investigation, but has since been lifted. Police say a continued police presence will be seen in the area. Six Nations Staff Sergeant Derek Anderson detailed the situation at the time involving a barricaded individual discharging a firearm at police officers.
We have an individual who's been firing at police officers with a firearm, and it's still ongoing, and we can bring some updates as soon as we can. We have the roads blocked, as you can see, and we just want everybody to avoid the area.
OPP Sergeant Ed Sanchuk detailed the affected areas and said at the time the situation was not an active shooter situation and clarified that the scene was contained and an isolated incident.
Here in Oshawa, Six Nations of the Grand River. The following road closure in effect while police continue to deal with this ongoing incident located at Chiefswood Road address in Oshawa. Highway 54 is closed at Chiefswood Road and Chiefswood Road at 5th Line and 6th Line at Tuscarora Road. Police are asking the community and the motoring public to avoid the area. I'd also like to note that this is not an active shooter. This is a contained and isolated incident that we're currently dealing with. Updates will follow when new information becomes available. And once I do have those updates, I will definitely know. But please do me a favor. Please make sure you stay out of the area while police continue to investigate this incident.
The OPP updated the public through a media release stating the incident was resolved shortly before 9:30 a.m. this morning. And as a result of this interaction, the OPP has notified the province's Special Investigations Unit, which has invoked its mandate. As a result, the OPP will not be able to provide further information. And Sergeant Ed Sanchuk gave a final statement on the investigation.
Hi, everyone. It's Sergeant Ed Sanchuk of West Region OPP headquarters. I just wanted to provide you an update surrounding the ongoing investigation here at Chiefswood Road. The barricaded person matter on Chiefswood Road has been resolved. One person was taken to custody and was transported to hospital. No officers were injured. A little background about the investigation. On Tuesday, October 31st, just around 11:30 p.m., the Ontario Provincial Police, hauled in Brant County Attachment, OPP Tactics and Rescue Unit, OPP Emergency Response Team members, and York Regional Police Aviation Services were called to assist the Six Nations Police Service after its officers came under weapon fire on Chief Woods Road between 5th Line and 6th Line in Oshawa. At Six Nations of the Grand River. A barricaded individual continued to discharge a firearm at police officers overnight. The incident was resolved shortly after 9:30 this morning. Residents living on Chiefswood Road between 5th Line and 6th Line have been asked to shelter in place, and motorists were also asked to avoid the area. Residents are no longer required to shelter in place, and there will be a significant police presence which will remain in the area for some time. Chiefswood Road will remain closed between 5th Line and 6th Line. I apologize, I'm a little bit tired. As a result of the interaction, the OPP has notified the province's Special Investigation Unit, which has invoked its mandate. As a result, the OPP will not be able to provide further information, and any other inquiry should be directed to SIU Communications Unit at 416-622-2342. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank the motoring public and the community for all their patience while we dealt with this incident. Everyone, please make sure you take care. You stay safe. More importantly, you get home safely to your family. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.